everybody, and welcome to episode 113 or 113 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
I'm Josh. I'm finally back.
We missed you, Josh.
I was never gone from your heart.
No, you were always in our minds. You were always in
on my mind. That's a Willie Nelson song?
Yeah.
I knew what he was singing.
Willie Nelson. Rest in peace.
He's alive.
Potentially, by the time this episode
good
drops.
Point.
Yeah. Rule of three.
That's
Kurt
right.
Kurt Reynolds died today.
Kurt Reynolds died. Who's next?
I keep thinking we've had William Shatner for a long time, so maybe it's time. He's 87 years old.
Yeah. I mean, people will be really upset about that one.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think some people will. I think other people will be like, yeah, you know, we still have Patrick Stewart.
For now. I'll be more upset with if he dies. Yeah, he won't die.
Me too. Yes, absolutely.
He's better. I mean, he's the better captain.
How was Patrick Stewart never in a Harry Potter movie?
He doesn't know magic.
He's a scientist.
He's a squib.
He's a scientist. So he doesn't do magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a science man.
What would you even cast him in?
Like Harry Potter.
He could be Harry Potter.
No, I mean, I don't mean the role. I just mean in like one of the movies.
He could be Professor Snicklepuss. The new alchemy guy who does also plants.
I mean, true story, like, with makeup and prosthetics, he could have been a pretty good Dumbledore.
I agree.
From Jump.
He could have been a Dumbledore. I like the second
and
Dumbledore.
As opposed to the first Dumbledore, he didn't die.
The first Dumbledore is too... The first Dumbledore reminds me of the guy from Gladiator, because it's that guy.
What's your problem with... Josh, what's your issue with the first Dumbledore?
I don't have an issue. I just think he's too... He's too, like...
Perfect to play Dumbledore? I agree.
No, I feel... Okay. I feel like Dumbledore needs more life in him, and the second guy, whose name... I think it's, like, David something. I forget his name. He's got that. And he's more, like, sassy. And he's kind of mean. I love it. He's great.
It wasn't a bit... I mean, I think they did a good job replacing Dumbledore, because they had to, but I don't think...
How was that other guy gonna play that? He was dead, so he wasn't. He was so old.
Yeah, but Dumbledore in the books is, like... Old?
Yep.
Yeah, but he can't actually be that old and play...
Obviously, that's good
that character.
Because here we are.
Time makes fools of us all. We made Zane
Time
watch...
Time makes corpses of us all.
We made Zane watch, like, 6 minutes of football, and she's fucking over it.
It's been longer than 6 minutes.
I mean, in real life, it's been longer than 6 minutes.
Technically, it's like still on.
I didn't tell you to leave it on.
I actually thought
you were going to turn it off.
I don't know what.
But I took my glasses off, so I have no idea what's going on.
I also took mine off before I came in the house.
I know.
Zane, what are you reading?
With my underwear.
I'm still reading the Scott Lynch book.
What's that one? I wasn't here last week.
Are you on the second or the third? I can't remember.
Second.
Yeah, so she's reading Red Seas Under Red Skies.
Yeah.
The second book of the Gentleman Bastard series.
Red Sky at Night, Sailor Moon's Delight.
And it's really good, but I'm having the same problem that I had with the first one, in that it's just kind of taking me a long time to get through it. And every time I pick it up, I read it, and I'm like, this is great.
Okay.
I love this. And then, like, I don't have time, or, like, the next day I'm like, oh, I don't feel like reading, or whatever. Like, it's just taking me a long time to get through it, and not because the book isn't good.
How far into it do you think you are? Like, not, I don't mean number of pages, but,
very?
Like... Not very?
Not or very, very
Not very.
Not
she
very.
Said not berry. It doesn't taste like berries.
Okay.
Not berries.
Not Barry's book.
Not Barry Farms. What's the award they give out for children's books? The Newbery. Ah, yes, I knew a book thing.
This isn't a children's book.
I mean, it could be for children, could read it. Nothing says they can't. You read it when you were like 3.
That's close to accurate.
You were like,
technically true. I want to
read it! And your mom was like, okay.
Yeah, okay, we can go with that.
That's how it happened in my brain.
Yeah.
Stephen King's the best. I'm Sean.
Honestly, my mom was more like, whatever, just whatever. I have 7 of you.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, it's too many.
Sean, what are you reading?
So I finished, I'm pretty sure the last time that we did this, I was reading...
I remember.
The Leia book.
Yes.
Yeah.
Princess Leia?
Yes. It's a middle grade novel about young Princess Leia. Like,
what'd she do on Alderaan?
Lots of stuff, actually. It was a really well-written book.
It's about the royal families and stuff?
It's about the royal family. It's about the birth of the rebellion. It's about, like, it bridges Revenge of the Sith. You weren't here, Josh, but it bridges Revenge of the Sith to New Hope very effectively.
Okay.
It's very much written for little girls to feel like it's like an entry point into the Star Wars universe.
Right.
But it's also very accessible, very feminist, it's a very strongly written book.
I would read it.
Is it considered canon?
New canon. Yes.
Yeah.
It is an officially licensed book.
Whatever that means.
It means new that it's canon? Not the new. Yeah, because when J.J. Abrams took over, they erased all the old, like...
Sounds like something they would do.
New Jedi Order stuff and, like, revamped.
Yeah, there's no, like, Yavin Jedi Academy. There's right. No, like...
You asked!
I mean, you want to talk about Star Wars, we could talk about Star Wars.
Save it for your Star Wars podcast.
I don't do one
Coming
of those.
Soon to a podcast near you!
Josh Henderson in... The Star Wars cast.
And then I started the newest Chuck Palahniuk book, which is called Adjustment Day.
Okay.
Check it out from the library. It is a novel. It is, like...
Disappointing. Oh, wait, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second.
Here we go.
It's, the conceit is... there's a website that... lists you can add people's name to it, and the more it's called America's Most Hated, and the more votes a person gets, the more they're worth.
I've heard of this. I heard this,
and like on a set day, all these people that like know about like the underground that knows about this website has to kill these people, and it's
how many? All of them on the list?
The more people you kill, the more votes your new nation get. Like, it basically splits the United States up into new nation states. One for whites, one for black people, one for gay people.
Can I go to the black or gay people one?
You can't, actually, like in the conceit of the book.
Fuck!
You have to cut the people's ears off, like, as evidence.
It's very samurai-y.
And it was good. I feel like a return to form for Palahniuk. But I also checked it out from the library, and I had it for like 3.5 weeks and only got halfway through it and realized that it just wasn't.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
No, I did not.
Oh.
It wasn't doing it for me.
Look at this over here. Mr. Yeah. Perfect didn't finish a book.
That's not the first time this has happened.
Is it the second?
No, there's several books I've given up on. In fact,
this is like a pattern.
If you follow me on Goodreads, as I know some of the listeners do, I've created a shelf that I call books I gave up on.
Do they really follow you on Goodreads?
Some people do, yeah.
Who does?
Do you want me to name names?
No.
Yes.
I have to put my glasses back on.
He's going to have to find them and stuff.
Right. I mean, no.
There's not a lot, but it's like Facebook, like your friends.
Twitter. Yes.
She's not high-fiving you. I mean, she's high-fiving you. So I set that aside, and then I just started a couple of days ago the fifth season by M.K. Jamison.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah.
Copy that I lent you?
That's correct.
Yes!
Which I'm about 30 pages into, and I'm loving.
It's so good!
I can't figure out who these people are. Like, yeah,
dude,
no.
And it... You gotta keep going, man.
Yeah, no,
it's
no,
so
I'm,
freaking good.
Dude, I'm super into it. It's
so good.
It's
and it's
so
a series.
Well written. Yeah, it's
so like when you get to the end, it's not the end.
It's
I love
first,
that. About
that's
a series.
The best. That's
it's
the best.
Such a good feeling.
Yeah, that is the best.
It's the first trilogy
series.
To ever win for each book to win the Hugo Award.
The Newbery Award.
The Hugo. And interestingly, she finished 3 novels in 3 years, mm-hmm. which is...
That's crazy.
You know.
Unheard of.
Suck on it,
in
Rothfuss.
This genre.
Yeah.
Suck on it, Rothfuss / other guy.
Well, Scott Lynch is writing 7 books.
No.
In 3 years?
No. No. Are you going to say George R.R. Martin?
Yeah, I forgot his name because he's not even, like, involved in that thing anymore.
Right, yeah.
He's just, like, the guy who kind of... He's, like, the George Lucas of that now.
He's one of those... what do they call it? The neural networks writing it for him?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah. Everyone's just writing it for him. The AI is writing it for him.
So, yeah. So, I'm reading the fifth season and really liking it.
Yeah,
and,
it's so good.
It's just so captivating. Like, her writing style is so... It just draws you in.
And her world building, and it's like, it's a fantasy world that I, like I hadn't experienced before.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, it's so refreshing.
Modern and not,
and not, but
fantastical
it's not
and
like
not.
A, it's
and,
not medieval fantasy,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And she's very, like, I follow her on Twitter, and by the way, she is a great Twitter follow.
Follow us back.
At Henderson 1983.
She is very big on like expanding the fantasy genre to include people of color and, you know, gay people and, you know, and like modern fantasy and like different kinds of fantasy worlds that aren't exclusive. You know, and it's a good point and it does make you think twice about like all the fantasy that you love, you know.
So I'm totally loving it.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm glad you're liking it because
like
I fucking
England
love that
fantasy
book.
Where there's just white people.
It's just white people.
Yeah,
and
some white people.
It makes you like reconsider. Like, oh, it's kind of an exclusive genre. It's not an inclusive genre sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It has made me think a lot.
That's one of the things I like about Elder Scrolls is there's a lot of. I would say not, maybe not a lot, but a moderate amount of inclusiveness, and there and the new games like add like the like a sexual element where like you're getting hit
on
by women if you're a woman, and like it adds or a man if you're a man.
Could you deepen your voice a little bit for me? that's more than a little bit. All right, never mind.
No,
right.
I'm into it.
So,
should we
ask Josh? What do you got? What's going on? Reading wise.
Oh.
All right, cool.
Did you read anything on the plane?
No.
Did you read anything in England? It's like
I read
their
weirdo signs.
I'm trying to think
signs.
Of the last time he would have had an opportunity to read.
No.
Did you read anything in the bathroom?
No, we talked about this in episode, fill in the blank of what episode that was. Later, Josh.
69.
Was it?
No.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Weld swish.
I'm back, baby. All
right, well, maybe Josh will read next week. But until then,
maybe
we're going to do one of those topics that a listener sent us. It's going to be great. You're going to love it. What?
I already
love it. You're selling
it.
You're really selling it.
I'm being serious.
He can't see if you're being sarcastic, Zane.
I guess we'll do a listener.
That's not at all what I said.
Stop it.
My name's Sean, and welcome to...
It's
going to
be great, I guess.
Me spreading my butt cheeks and talking on my butt.
May I ask you a few questions?
Oh, my God. Ace Ventura, guys.
It's the 90s.
Episode 113. I'm still Zane, unfortunately.
Oh, no. I think it's very fortunate that you're you. We love you.
Speak for yourself. I'm Josh.
What is that noise? I'm Sean. What is that? Is that me?
It's an echo. It's an echo in here.
But is it me or is she echoing herself?
It sounds like you.
Huh.
It has the whiny raspiness of a Sean.
I neither whine nor rasp. I burp sometimes.
Amazing. Amazing. That's what you get for making us Vincent Carbonara tonight. What's it called?
I don't
Delicious
I don't
Noms. Know. It's called Delicious Noms that we're very fortunate that she gave us.
What were you calling it earlier?
What was it? Kenny something? Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
This is super interesting, guys.
Yeah. Well, you should have been there. Also, who showed up on time tonight?
I was working!
They were combed!
Zane, what are we talking about tonight? Oh, good question!
Great segue, Sean.
Unfortunately for Sean, someone sent in a topic.
Wow. You're getting fucked up tonight, dude.
John Glessner, wrote, I was recently...
Nice.
I was recently thinking about how books have affected my approach to life or my goals. For example, when I was in second grade with poor eyesight, Harry Potter gave me the confidence to proudly wear glasses.
That's awesome.
In high school, Steinbeck's description of the Badlands and Travels with Charlie spurred a lifelong goal to visit the national park.
Huh.
Recently, Bourdain's Kitchen Confidential convinced me to start trying more seafood at restaurants. What life changes or personal goals have you made because of what you've read or watched, and why?
I've never read, just as a quick aside, I've never read Anthony Bourdain.
Ooh.
But man, I have never heard people who've been more affected by an author than people who have read or listened to Anthony Bourdain. I feel like that guy was so impactful.
He was really an incredible writer. I really liked, like, sometimes he would write, like, little columns and stuff, and it's really, he was an excellent writer.
Did you ever read his thing about Henry Kissinger?
No.
No.
It's pretty great. Like, for all these, you know, history revisionists.
My people tells the same story, Mr. Ambassador.
Who, because he spoke at John McCain's funeral.
Yeah.
And much like with George W. Bush, people tend to forget that Henry Kissinger is, you know.
A war criminal.
A horrific war criminal with the blood of millions of children on his hands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Our people say the same thing about Henry Kissinger, Mr. Ambassador.
But Bourdain, who obviously has spent time in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos, if you get a chance, I'm not going to read it on the show, but if you get a chance, you should look up what Bourdain wrote about Kissinger.
I read his last interview with, I don't remember the reporter's name, but it made me really sad because I could tell, like, he was thinking about whatever. Like,
oh, really?
You could just tell. Yeah. I was like, when he killed himself, I was like, oh, man. Usually I'm like, ugh. But this time I was like, oh, shit.
Those are
it sucks.
Good reactions, man. Yeah.
Well, I'm not Anthony Bourdain. If he was here right now, he could write down how I'm feeling, but I need him to speak through me.
All right.
Fair enough.
So I remember I was in my freshman or sophomore. It was my sophomore year of college.
It was 1910.
I was rereading. I was rereading American Psycho, and not that I became a psychopath, but like I was very interested in the descriptions of like the haircuts,
right,
and the skincare regimen.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I felt like Patrick Bateman. Like, again, outside of the whole murdering everyone,
right,
or maybe being delusional that,
sure,
that it was happening, I do remember like thinking like I can't think of his name, who's the fucking author, Brady Sinellis was like doing a really good job of conveying the kinds of things that you can do to be
like a Wall Street man,
like handsomely, like, successful.
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. At the age of 19, 20, 21, it felt like, you know, not quite. Again, I don't think of my experience with American Psycho with Pat Bateman as being aspirational.
Right.
But like, oh yeah, you know, maybe I shouldn't, you know, use soap on my face because it dries you out. Like a moisturizer would be better. Like,
sure.
Like, but that kind of thing had never occurred to me.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, I was one of seven kids, and like we just used soap for everything. Like we didn't have shampoo and conditioner, we just used soap.
Sometimes you read something like so seemingly like obvious
and innocuous
that you're like, why don't I do this? Like when I read A Name of the Wind, I was like, why don't I just like make a stew? And like, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know what? I really want a stew.
Dude, the descriptions of food.
Oh my god,
drive me nuts, man! I love them.
Oh my god, it's so good. Obviously, with me, like Brad Warner stuff. He's a Zen Buddhist. That pushed me to that. Other than that, anything with swords in it makes me love swords more, which I know is crazy. But I need more.
I'm pretty sure everybody went through a period in their life where they read Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
Yeah, that's like a big one. I never read that one.
And or the Tao of Pooh.
Never read that one either.
No? Okay. But like for me, again, like for me, like having been raised Catholic, like the idea of incorporating Eastern philosophical ideas into a Western cultural experience,
yeah,
was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, maybe there is more to it than just,
yeah,
you know, the whatever that whatever I've been taught in Catholic school.
Well, it pushed me to go to, like, actual, like, sanghas and stuff and, like, sit and meditate with people and, like...
Senator that... Paul sanghas? Sorry.
But, and that was, like, invaluable and, like, it's a really good experience and, like, the like helped me, like, kind of, like, not be so weird about stuff because, like, at this one that I would go to, like, they would encourage you to, like, talk and, like, say shit. Like what are you doing? How do you feel? Like, what are you, like, just talk, say whatever. And I said something one time, and one guy was like, that's stupid.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And I was like, I wasn't mad. I was like, huh. And it was, like, so refreshing. I was like, that guy is just actually saying what he thinks. Is and, that, like, I wasn't upset by it.
Is that, like, okay? Like, in the auspices of...
Yeah, like, he didn't say, like, it like that, but he was like, that's dumb. He was like, that's not, don't think that.
That seems, like, counterproductive.
You would think, but like, after you just, there's something about just sitting in a room full of people for 45 minutes staring at the ground together that makes you not care about that shit. Like, it just goes away. Like, you're not, your brain just... fixes itself in a way. Like, you're not worried about... Like, your ego kind of goes away for a little bit, and you're not worried about, like,
nah.
Why... You would think, right? But honestly...
Well, no, I used to have to sit in Quaker meeting a lot, and I never felt that way.
Well, oh my god, I went to a Quaker meeting once, and it's the fucking second worst.
Yeah, because that's about Jesus.
No, actually, it's not. I mean, it is a Christian religion, but it's not...
way better than going to church.
Yeah. But way worse than going... Or, I'm sorry... It's number two worst after going to, like, a full synagogue. Like,
oh, synagogue. I never done that.
Yeah, with Zane's bat mitzvah, and it was like...
That's when you got turned into a robot.
And now it's not your fault, it's just, yeah, like...
That's the tradition.
Like, your
going
thing.
To mass is way worse I would, than going to synagogue.
No, going to, like, a snake-handling church is way worse.
No, I'd love to do that, dude. I want to do that one of these days.
No, it's horrifying. It's fucking crazy town, dude. I've done it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you don't want to go to North Korea.
No, I do not want to go to North Korea.
It's such a dumb argument.
It's such a stupid idea.
You're about to have.
It's such a dumb idea. I don't even know where to start with how dumb that is.
All right.
You in North Korea? Are you crazy? They'd put you in a gulag. You'd be like,
pfft. They make goulash over there. They make, like, seafood.
It's called kimchi.
No. What? It's not stupid to want to go... expand my horizons by visiting other cultures. Travel is, like, what they say, like, one of the best things you can do.
Now who sounds like Anthony Bourdain?
Oh my god.
Zane, what changes your life?
You know, I'm sitting here trying to think of books that have, like, transformed me in some way, and I'm sure that there's been plenty, but I'm hard pressed to think of.
What about that William Shatner horse book I gave you for Christmas this year?
Yeah, that one? That's a thing.
Is that the one where he talks about elephants and how, like...
No, it's...
how, like, they're so magnificent.
No, it's like, essays and, like, short story. It's like William Shatner's bathroom reader, but about horses.
Man, that guy's so weird.
That guy sucks.
He's so weird. He's a weird guy.
He really is a weird guy.
He's been around a long time.
He loves William Shatner.
When I was in, like... fourth or fifth grade, I read Harriet the Spy, and, like, I started journaling like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you have a slam book?
No.
Was I in it?
You are my slam book.
I don't know either.
It doesn't mean anything. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. That, like...
Did you want to make stew after you read... that Patrick Rothfuss book?
Dude, I wanted to make brown bread.
Bread. Yeah, I think you
and
told
I
me
did.
That.
And I did.
Yes.
Right. I would, like, yeah. I set out to make the perfect loaf of brown bread, and I didn't make the perfect
but
loaf,
but
I did make
did
some
it.
Damn good brown bread.
Well, that's great. It made you do something that you wouldn't
I
normally do.
The Lord of the Rings made me want to do homebrew.
Yeah, dude, yeah. Like, yes.
Really?
Yeah, because...
It makes me want to smoke free tobacco, like, make my own cigarettes.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to, like, smoke pipes.
Like a pipe. I've smoked a pipe before for a while. It's a pain in the dickhole. Smoking a pipe sucks. You gotta light it every time. Fuck that.
I did participate for like 3 sessions in a grappling fight club.
Oh, really?
I did.
A grappling fight club?
Yeah, no punches. Like, just grabs and takedowns.
So, wrestling?
So, not a fight club.
Closer to,
You don't know where I've been, Sean!
No, it wasn't wrestling. It was closer to like a
hugging it out, hugfest.
No, like the South American
Krav Maga,
like kind of like that. Krav Maga. No, that's Israeli.
I know what you mean.
Capoeira. More like a capoeira.
I always think capoeira is a vegetable.
That's funny because I actually think it's like a predatory animal. Like a wild, like a cat from the jungle.
Like a capybara.
Capybara. That's why you think that.
That's not, but...
That's why you
capybara think... Capybara is not a predatory animal.
No, but it's an animal.
It's a rodent.
If one falls on you from, like, off a building, it could kill you.
Fair. That's fair.
They're
pretty
big.
Same with a penny. No, that's not true.
It depends on how big the building
is. Terminal velocity, no. Not on a penny.
Terminal. It's right in there. It will kill you.
Terminal. That's what they call it.
If you have terminal cancer, it will kill you. God, Josh.
I thought this would be get cancer at an airport.
Starring Tom Hanks.
That movie's stupid.
I saw that movie on a plane. Can you imagine a worse movie on a plane?
Yeah, I think I watched it. It was Justice League.
Is that what you're talking? What are you talking about?
No, do not ever show, dude. If I was on a plane and they showed Castaway, I'd be like, "Jack, please."
I was trying to think of books that had transformed me, and I was genuinely not listening.
The Terminal with Tom Hanks.
Oh, that movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And I saw it on an international flight too.
Where were you going?
Spain. Yeah, it's the only place I've ever been.
I would go to Spain. I think I could fly again. I would think I'd be okay with it. I feel a little better about it this time.
You're only saying that because it's in the abstract. If it was actually a reality.
Oh, I would be nervous as fuck. But I
my migraine is interrupting my anxiety and my diarrhea.
I don't get diarrhea.
Everybody gets diarrhea.
I eat lots of cheese. And oatmeal to balance the cheese out.
Diacheesa.
Cheeseria would have been better.
No, it wouldn't.
That sounds like a new pizza place downtown.
Sounds like a special at Chuck E. Cheese.
Cheeseria.
I knew Cheeseria pizza.
That's a fucking joke in a sketch. Or like a show. Oh, man.
So, Zane, what other books? The Bible?
Yes.
No.
Zane,
I've never read the Bible.
I did once
try to read the Bible straight through.
And it made me realize that it's all fake.
It's not very well written.
Well, I mean... To be fair, it wasn't written by one person over one period of time.
But I've read collections of short stories written by many people over many times.
But not even the same story is written by one person. It's fucking clusterfuck, man. King James didn't write it.
I call him Jimsy.
Edgar Allan Poe, maybe?
That made you turn into the Cure fan.
I'm trying to think of like what
Beetlejuice
made
script?
Me... Start loving like
horses,
goth
people? I know what made me start loving
what was
horses.
It
what tell us
being around horses.
Oh, that's not a book.
I know you that's why I didn't bring it up.
You should horses write a book called horses. Being Around Horses.
I did read a lot of horse books when I was younger, but and also now.
And also right now
and also in between and also every year in between
also
that.
Tomorrow.
I don't know. I mean, I know there have been some, but nothing stands out to me as like,
yeah,
that changed my life. I mean, they've all contributed, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's how I feel.
Me,
like, it's
yeah,
like who I am
it
now.
All goes somewhere, right?
Like, there like, wasn't a flood that caused the Grand Canyon, it was just a river that was going there the whole time, and you ended up seeing the Grand Canyon.
Well, but like, Josh and I have talked about this before. Like,
I'm glad I was invited.
Oh my god, this is
go ahead.
You know, like when you're of a certain age, like when you're in middle school, especially, and like they, I've read about this phenomenon where the music that you listen to in those years, like it permanently affects your brain, and like you will always think fondly of that music, and it like rearranges your thought patterns. Yeah, exactly. And like, so you will for the rest of your life be like attracted to things that sound that way and stuff like that. And I think about that a lot, with like the music that I listen to then, like I can like think back to some music that I started listening to when I was like 13, and it like broke my brain.
Right.
And I just kind of got stuck there. And yeah. That's fine with me because it makes me very happy.
I but find like that's a lot of things are like that. And the more you realize it, the more you realize like how weird your life is.
Yeah.
Like your life is just this, not random, but it's seemingly random. Like, yeah. Things that affect you, and now I like
and
that
just
thing.
Like, yep. Even just like, you know, why do you aesthetically like the things that you like?
Right.
Like, there's just something in your brain that just likes those things, right. And you almost can't explain why. They just bring you joy.
Yeah,
it's funny
for some reason, and that's kind of, like every book that I read, like brings me closer. Like sometimes I think about that with music that like. I'll listen to something and I'm like, this is what I wanted to listen to. Like, this is where I've been trying to get to this place.
I've been trying to find this
music.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I feel
that way with books. Like everything you read, like it like stacks up under you and you're
like books,
but not even like actually as you're saying this thing, like as you're looping in, music to the conversation, I'm realizing that like in my formative years, I was really big into reading, magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Like my parents had subscriptions to Time and Newsweek, and I had a Boys Life subscription, but also newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, you know, like the comic pages, or like my parents were really big in the crossword puzzles, and like
grandmother is.
And like I'm still very much like a trivia buff. And
oh yeah,
like,
that stuff's fun as
like
well.
A thirst for like knowledge, like watching Jeopardy. And I think that maybe the bigger question beyond what the listener wrote in is like not just what books, but like media, like what media.
Well, he said what things. Yeah, he said like what like movies, which I would say would open up everything. I mean, that's a huge.
Yeah, that's
just. I mean, sometimes I can pinpoint specific times where I'm like, oh, I'm into that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, with people. With like the type of person I'm attracted to, I can tell you. I'm not going to. I'll tell you later, but like I'm not going to tell you here. But there's a definite like reason for it.
She's got a big butt. She could not lie.
Sweet booty Malooty.
Sweet booty Malooty.
That's too late. I was going to bring out Robo Josh.
What?
I'm right here.
I'm right.
That sounds nothing.
I'm here. Right here. It's me.
My name is. Josh. I don't know. I think everything that you read and everything that like you consume and you enjoy and you take in, like it like builds up.
Yeah.
You know, and like it kind of like pushes you onward.
It propels
like,
you. I don't know, man. It's
like,
really weird.
All books are transformative.
But that's
in that way.
Like
even the stuff that you
like,
don't like.
I was just about to say the stuff that you hate has that same effect.
Oh
like,
yeah.
I avoided Charles Dickens for a good 15 years because
Charles.
When I was a freshman in high school,
yeah.
We spent an entire semester.
We did too.
Fucking Great Expectations. Not just on Charles Dickens, on that one fucking novel.
Oh my god.
That is like is not you know, when you're in ninth grade,
you don't
you're
read
what,
that
13
shit.
Years old, 14 years old?
Wuthering fucking
yes.
Heights.
Fuck you, Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering fucking
I'm so
Heights.
Glad it never came up on
oh
in my
god,
curriculum.
I feel like it. I spent my entire freshman English class studying fucking Wuthering fucking Heights. And I just developed this deep hatred for it. To the point where now, like, I only kind of even
know
what
it's about
because
yeah.
people start talking about
yep.
it and my brain just shuts off. And
that's
it's
how I feel about fucking
point,
Great Expectations.
I feel that way about
like,
Ethan Frome.
Like I know there's a robber in the beginning that breaks out of jail, and I know there's an old lady, and everybody hates everybody else and lies.
And Wuthering Heights?
No. Great Expectations. I never read Wuthering Heights.
Oh man, I read like half of Wuthering Heights and I was like, can we be done
something
now?
About the Moors?
Like
Heathcliff? I don't know.
The fucking Great Expectations is the first time I bought Cliff Notes, and the Cliff Notes were as boring as the fucking
oh,
novel.
Well, that's because you should have bought the Sean Notes. Fuck, dude.
I don't get it.
Back.
What is that?
It's terrible.
Back.
That's what that was.
I'm coming
out. I don't get why that's funny.
I'm fucking coming out. I want you coming too. I'm coming
okay.
so very so, hard right
no.
now.
No.
No, it's
you
I come in butts.
No!
I only
oh my
come
God.
In butts.
Right. So, moral of the story, sometimes books have transformed us. Thank you, John. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to episode 113 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Joe Osh.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean. Did we discuss, I'm pretty sure 113 is a prime number, isn't it, Josh?
I'm not sure about that. It might be.
All right.
There's Sounds a lot like of a them.
Prime number. It seems like it could be a prime number, right?
It could be.
Okay.
17.
17 what?
17 seconds of the episode left. Hurry up.
Oh, Facebook.
Twitter.
Email. Instagram. We should post more on Instagram, you guys.
Agreed. Oh, I had a picture that I wanted to post on Instagram.
Is it of us?
It's not too late.
I'll do it.
What is it of? I need to approve all Instagram
posts.
It's
of us.
It's
in. Remember that song from the first Bueller movie where they're like, it's not too late.
No.
It's not too late.
It's a thing.
I don't know that song.
It's all right. Well, it's all right. The listeners will remember.
Are you sure you're not talking about Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
I'm not talking about that.
TV's Ferris Bueller?
Actually, there was a...
There was a Ferris Bueller.
We've talked about this before, too.
Yeah.
With the guy from...
I think I got fucked up.
With the guy from 18 again with George Burns.
Oh, my God. George Burns. I remember waking up one time...
There were three movies in that one year where it was the age reverse.
Yeah. I remember waking up one time and watching that Devil movie with George Burns.
Oh, God, You Devil?
Yeah. And yeah. I think we had to take my dad to the hospital... For some reason.
Because of the movie?
Because he hated the movie. He was like, I'm having a heart attack.
It's giving me an ulcer.
It's from the movie.
I have to leave you forever.
I have to live in Florida now, bye. But I just remember it being really late at night and that movie being on, and it's like a memory from my childhood that I have.
Right.
Okay.
So it was 18 again, and George Burns, and the Bobo...
Bobo Ferris Bueller.
There was... Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron were in, like, Father Like Son.
Oh, Jesus. God.
And Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold.
Yes.
Did Vice Versa.
Oh, my God.
Which was probably the best of the three.
Yeah, because Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold were in it.
I don't know. Dudley Moore and Kirk Cameron's a pretty...
The incomparable Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold? I'll allow it.
I'm going to allow this.
Show some respect to Judge Reinhold.
Funniest thing on that show.
So yeah, email us topics. Tell us what books changed your life.
Yes, please.
Thank you again to John Glessner for writing in.
Thanks, John.
And yay,
despite
John.
How I got painted earlier, I was really okay with this topic. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
You guys better keep writing in to find out.
Can I resort to insulting Zane?
No.
Zane's so stupid. How smelly is she?
She's so smelly, her feet are her hands. What?
Holy shit. Is that true?
It's true.
Snaps.
It's true. All right.
All right.
Facebook, Twitter, email, Instagram, Reddit.
Nice work. Nice work.
Yes, I got a high five. And it picked up on the mic.
Good night,
it's
all.
The best night of my life.
I love you.
Go Eagles.
Check 'em out. Books. Check 'em out. At your library.
Part time,